Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yeah, baby. We were doing Brazil in geography with my 8-year-old, and one of the questions was, can you name some famous people that come from Brazil? So we Googled it, right? We Googled it. First one up, I went, oh, Carmen Miranda. Who's that? Oh, let me show you. The next 35 minutes, it's us laughing at amazing footage of a beautiful woman with very bushy eyebrows wearing fruit on her head. He said, who's that, Daddy? I said, oh, she's famous for wearing fruit on her head. Huh? Yep, the old days, that you could become a star simply by having Nana's bowl of fruit stuck to your head while you wiggled your hips and sang nonsensical lyrics. Wonderful.
It was a strong look. There was no denying it.
Oh, it was a great look, and we were having a wonderful time watching that. How are you, Catherine Boyle?
I'm all right, thank you. You've got me thinking. I've always wanted to go to a fancy dress party dressed as Carmen Miranda, but I guess it's kind of niche.
It's kind of, well, no, nowadays, fancy dress parties are niche. There'll never be any fancy dress parties. But, Catherine, that shouldn't stop you dressing up at home as you see fit.
Well, actually, I'm wearing a tiger onesie as we speak. But that's not really dressing up. That's kind of dressing down.
Tweet a picture for the, what do they call them? Furry boys. The furry boys.
Pervert.
Yes, those guys. A nice segue into our guest this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage, it's Angelos Epithemio. Good evening, Angelos.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Hello, Angelos.
How are you?
I think he's asking you first.
Oh, me? I'm fine, thanks, Angelos. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm still fine. And how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not as well as I was a couple of seconds ago. But I'm not bad. Yeah, thanks for asking. And over to you, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad it's the freaking weekend, baby. How are you, though, Angelos?
Talk about it. I'm good. Actually, funnily enough, I'm sat here dressed as Carmen Miranda, so you've caught me.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That is a coincidence. I did not know that. I swear to you, I did not know that. That's an amazing coincidence.
Yeah, I've got the fruit bowl on my head. I've got the Canadian fruit bowl downstairs. I'm looking good.
And a banana up your jacksie. Angelos, how are you finding the whole lockdown? Because that's your two main sources of income, burger vans and live comedy appearances. Yeah. Gone.
Gone out the window. Well, I furloughed myself. So I put myself on 80% of what I was earning. So it's a huge drop because I wasn't earning anything.
Right.
So I've gone into the red. But it's all right. I mean, when I wasn't doing burgers and I wasn't doing comedy, I spent a good deal of my time sat at home. So things haven't changed wildly. But the only difference, I suppose, after being in lockdown for so long, is that the place stinks.
Right.
That's the only problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah, of what?
Stinks.
Of what?
Sort of muck, you know? just general muck.
Yeah.
What does your place stink of?
Mine smells of, like, sort of vanilla essence, because I've got those, you know you don't get air fresheners anymore. You get the sticks in a bottle. I've got some of those. Vanilla musk.
I've got the air fresheners. They really stink, you know. They smell like chemicals, you know.
Yeah.
Like ICI. It smells a bit like ICI in here.
Angelos, do you remember...
Yes.
Do you remember the Take That documentary that basically kick-started the Take That reunion? And do you remember that?
No, I don't think I do. Okay. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. And there was a big part. The four of them met up. Take That met up in a hotel room for the first time in years, right?
Yes, and I remember. But they was waiting for Robbie.
Exactly. And do you know what? Exactly. The producer came in and said, we've spoken to Robbie.
Right.
He's not coming. He's not turning up tonight.
Oh, that, when did he say that to them?
Well, he said that
when they're all sitting there. The point I'm trying to make is,
okay.
Angelos,
where's this going?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
The point is, Angelos, I've spoken to Barry from Watford,
and he's
not going to turn up tonight.
What?
Oh dear. Okay. Well, I spoke to him last night, so that's no biggie, you know?
No, but it would have been nice for the audience. It wasn't necessarily, you know, I'm sure you can phone him any time you want. I just meant for the audience, but he's let the audience... Basically, he's urinated on your fans.
What's his excuse this time?
What is his excuse for not coming on?
He said he wanted to watch The Wire with Margaret.
What?
Very unusual. He won't understand a word of that.
Well, that's...
he won't know what is going on. That is, he might as well be watching Chinese. Let me tell you that.
Yep.
Good show, though.
I didn't like The Wire.
Oh, OK. Well, it's rubbish, isn't it? I like 24.
I like 24. I like the one where he was a heroin addict for the first three episodes and then he cured himself of being a heroin addict.
Oh, what was that then?
That was season three, I think.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I must have misunderstood. Are you doing some... Because I know that Barry has done some live... Sorry?
Are you doing some?
What?
Live stuff?
I might be.
Were you going to ask me that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, go on then.
Wait. Well, I don't need to ask it to you now, do I?
No, I just want to make sure you are actually going to say them words. Go on.
Well, hang on. What would be the problem with me saying those words?
No, I just wanted to make sure and, you know, just sort of preempt it. If that's what you was going to say, then I wanted to make sure I was all over it, you know.
Okay.
So go on, ask a question. Go on.
I've got a question. Are you going to do any live stuff?
Yes, I am doing. I'm doing some live stuff with Barry. We're doing a show called A Weekly Briefing. Every week we do it, and we basically answer, which is a half an hour show, cost about £5 on the Zoom. And you can come on and ask questions if you want, and we will answer them, whether or not we have the answers or not. You know, we'll still answer them.
So let me get this right. It's 30 minutes. It's only 30 minutes.
Only 30 minutes for a fiver. That's not bad.
It's a whopping £5.
It?
And you most likely won't have the answers to the questions you're being asked.
There's a very good chance we won't have the answers.
Wow.
But there's a very small percentage that we will have the answers. So that's the basis on which we're working. You know?
I like those odds.
What's that?
I like those odds. I'm willing to take a gamble.
Good odds, good odds. Why don't you come on and ask a question? You know, like we come on here, you can come on here, you know, you can ask a question, you know?
But we'd have to pay you £5.
Yeah, so
you would have to
pay
£5. That's absolutely right.
I can ask you all the questions I want to ask you now for free.
Yeah, well, what we do is I'll answer as many questions as I can answer now, but I will refuse to answer one question.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can get some questions for the listeners. Hang on a second. Line two, you're through to Angelos.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Do you remember Dale Gascoigne?
Yeah, I do remember Jill Gascoigne. The Gentle Touch, then it was Cat's Eyes, then she wrote a couple of novels, then she moved to LA, then she married Alfred Molina, who was much younger than her, and then unfortunately she passed away last week.
That answers your question, Alan. Thank you. 0344 499. Did she really marry Alfred Molina?
Yes. 18 years younger.
Lucky Molina. Man.
Yeah.
Lucky
gorgeous.
Man.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, very sexy.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Talk Radio.
Let's go to line one. Line one, you're through to Angelos. You can ask him anything.
Anything you like.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? There. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you
hear me? Hello there.
Can you hear me? Is it a bad line?
Hello there. No, it's a very good line. Hello there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes, sir.
I can hear you, actually.
That's very good. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that your question?
Your question, yes, can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
Can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I can.
Can I hear you?
I can hear everyone.
Right. What's the question, please? This will go on and on.
Yeah, the question is, basically, it's not a question. I've been given this number to speak to Ian Lee.
Right. Okay.
Right. What it is, I'm isolated on my boat somewhere up the River Avon in Worcestershire, and I've wrote a track about the lockdown. And a friend of Ian Lee's recommended me to phone you guys through to air it because apparently it could be a major hit.
What's the track about?
Lockdown.
What, your experiences of lockdown or just general lockdown?
It's a bit of both, I suppose.
What, like, so it's something everyone can relate to?
Yes, absolutely.
And has it been written on the guitar or on the piano or castanets or something?
I wrote the words and put a guitar to it.
Have you recorded the song or is it still is it live?
No, I haven't actually recorded it. I'm on my boat with my phone, with my guitar, I haven't really got a lot of equipment apart from that.
No, that doesn't matter. Listen, just one quick technical question before you perform the song live on radio. If you're recording it, if you're speaking into your phone, how are you going to play the guitar and hold the phone at the same time, please?
Well, I'll put the phone on loudspeaker and stand next to it.
Okay.
I haven't got a lot of choice because of the lockdown. It's difficult for a lot of people, isn't it? I'm sure you understand that.
No, I do understand. Is there any way you could gaffer tape the phone to the end of the guitar?
I'll tell you what.
We're not on air, are we, at the moment?
Yeah, we are actually.
Oh, okay. Right. Do you want me to give you a quick burst?
Yeah, let's just see if it's gonna fly, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go for it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just putting my phone.
Is he putting the phone on the table?
Yeah. No, it's cool.
Can you hear me?
Cool. I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah. Have you put the phone on the table?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Is that no good?
No, that should be okay. Are you standing above the phone with the guitar?
No, I'm standing right next to it. I'm about 6 inches away.
6 inches should be fine. Okay, take it away.
Okay, here we go, sir.
Here we go.
Lockdown. Lockdown by Sinbad and the Pirate.
Sinbad and the Pirate.
People went mad for toilet roll. Now half the nation's on the dole. Sitting alone without my soul, but I still got my rock and roll.
That's right.
We're in lockdown, don't you know?
Yes.
Can't go out, gotta stay at home. We're in lockdown, don't you know? Can't go out, can't say hello. How's that?
That's beautiful. One thing I would say, you didn't say it was an electric guitar.
Ah, sorry, mate, you didn't ask.
Well, you know, that's the sort of thing you should be saying up front, you know?
Yeah, okay, no, fair comment.
Beautiful song, though. The acoustics on your boat are very nice.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you for your call, caller. I really appreciate that. 0344-499-1000. My favourite bit of that was when he sang, "We're in lockdown, don't you know?" And Angelos, you went, "Yes."
Well, I do know. The whole country knows that.
Have you been?
You know that.
Catherine's been. You've done what?
I've written a song.
Oh, I'd loved it. Oh. I was about to ask if you've done anything outside of your usual artistic sphere. What song have you done?
I'm writing an album, but I've got a single all ready to go. And I was trying to think of like subjects in lockdown that people can all relate to, you know, like our previous caller you said.
Yeah.
And I thought probably British wrestlers of the 70s and 80s is probably the way to go. So I've written a song all about that.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's no guitar. It's just me and the old vocals. And I'll probably just do the first verse, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Because that's all I've written.
Acapulco.
Here we go. Called Cyanide Said Cooper at the Gates of Hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Evocative.
There we go.
Here we go, this is it.
Really?
Yep.
Adrian Street pranced about, winning titles in every bout. Jackie Palo, he's your man. Believe me, I'm his biggest fan. Big Daddy, yeah. King of the Ring. Hang on, the bell just went ding, ding, ding. Here comes Haystacks on his way. And right behind him is Johnny Saint. Johnny Saint. Johnny Saint. Cyanide Sid and Johnny Saint, Rollerball Rocco, Stole Murphy, and here comes Kinder Nagasaki. That's as far as I've got.
Wow.
That is brilliant. I'm laughing because it's so good.
I know. That's track one on the album. That's tip of the iceberg, mate.
Is the whole album about wrestling?
Yeah, I think it probably will be. Yeah.
Okay. You know, Kendo Nagasaki is a drummer.
Yes, I do know, and his drum teacher, Lloyd Ryan, taught me how to play the drums.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
I'd go around there and I'd have drum lessons with Lloyd Ryan,
and he'd sit there on his stool and talk to me for half an hour about Kenbo Nagasaki. And I'm thinking, I'm wasting my time here. I'm 17 quid this is costing me, and I'm having half an hour about Kenbo Nagasaki, and I want to learn my Paradidos. Yeah, he used to dye his hair ginger. It was very strange, you know?
Let's take
that
a call.
Is a
Let's
true
go.
Story.
Yeah, no, I know it is. I know it is. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Now, hello through there. To Angelos.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
you've got your radio on.
Yeah, I'm just turning it down now. I am absolutely loving it this evening with all these people with their music. Absolutely fantastic. Me and my partner, we run like open mic nights and jamming nights in Tamworth in Staffordshire. And oh my God, I so want these guys when things get back on going again.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure they'll say yes to that. Just get in touch with the appropriate
authorities. You know what? They're absolutely bloody amazing, don't you think? I think they should deserve some sort of record contract or something. What do you reckon?
I definitely agree. Certainly the second bloke that sang, he should definitely get some sort of record contract, I think, and probably tour the world when all that's
been brilliant. So how's it going anyway in quarantine?
Yeah, you know, it's okay. I'm missing sex. How are you getting on?
Well, sex is always something that you're going to bloody miss, isn't it, really?
I miss it.
Well, if you've got the internet, it's not so bad, is it, really?
Well, you say that, but, you know, it's only a single sausage and I want something more. You know what I mean?
Well, if you've got a single sausage, then that's a sausage to play with, isn't it, really?
Well, that's all right, I suppose so. Thanks for perking
out. It's having no sausage, or a sausage that's lost its skin, isn't it, really?
Oh. I don't know. If I'm honest, I don't know. How are you finding it?
Well, it's all a bit of fun, really. You know, I love it. I just think life's so bloody fantastic, being here all by myself.
You know what?
If you're all on your own, though, don't you think that you can actually get the porn on the internet without worrying about somebody else jumping in and enjoying yourself for a moment there?
I thought you was with your partner who ran the open mic nights in Tamworth.
Shut up. It's gone to bed. It's all right.
So, yeah, okay, you are...
No,
you're live on the line.
Joke here. But, yeah, you know what, right? Netflix, sorry if I can't mention names of things on the radio, isn't that good?
It's got
absolutely bloody fantastic bloody shit on there lately. Sorry, Ian, didn't mean to swear. Please forgive me.
That's okay, it doesn't matter. What's your favourite thing on Netflix?
Well, I have actually been watching, what's it called, Steve?
The Good Place and the Windsors.
The Good Place.
Steve's right next to you.
It's like gone to bed.
It's like kind of mixing everything together, isn't it, really?
I don't understand what's going on here. You said Steve was asleep, was on your own, talking about
having it off with people,
and he's sitting on your shoulder.
Yeah, he was asleep on my shoulder.
Goodbye, Sharon. We don't like liars on this show, I'm afraid. That was we don't like that.
You're no longer reliable.
Angelos, you're doing this on Zoom, these shows?
Yes, we're doing them on Zoom.
Have you been porn spammed yet?
I hope not. I don't know. What is that?
It's when someone hijacks the meeting and starts broadcasting pornography.
We had that.
Honestly, it was within a couple of minutes, all of a sudden we're looking at someone's very private parts.
A sausage, yes.
Really? You've had that happen to you?
Yeah.
That's not bad for a fiver.
When do you do them? When's your next one? Because I want in. I'm up for a fiver.
next week it's Wednesday night, but we can't decide what time it's going to be.
Well, what are the options?
It could either be 8:30, 10, or 11. And we can't know which one to pick.
Well, why don't you pick 8:30? Because then me and Catherine can join. If it's at 10 or 11, we can't join.
Why? Oh, of course, because you're on the radio. Yeah. So I speak to my people. Well, we was doing it on the Thursday night at 8:30. And people come, but it clashed a bit with the clapping for the NHS. So,
How can it clap with the clapping's at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, they clap for 8 o'clock, then they're in for their dinner, then it's Netflix, you know, and we're just getting squeezed out of the marketplace.
But hang on, you're doing it on Wednesday.
No, we was doing it on Thursday.
But now you're doing it on Wednesday.
Wednesday to improve our standings. Okay.
I think it's a good idea. And how much of the ticket fee goes towards the NHS?
Oh, a great deal of it, I'd have thought. I don't know. I'm not in charge of any of that. Loads of it goes there.
How do people find out where and when this is happening and get a ticket?
Well, they go on the Twitter at Epiphemia or at Barry from Wood, and we will know many times over the next week what time it's on, where it's at, where you can get tickets, etc., and what you can expect. To see, and if you want to ask a question, you can, and there's a facility for that to happen. So there's all sorts, you know.
Sounds very interactive. Very interactive.
Very interactive. And whilst you're actually watching the show, you can leave messages for us.
Oh.
So it's the future of broadcast.
This show is shit. How do I get a refund? Stuff like that.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. There's hundreds of messages like that. But the fact is, you can't get one. So we're in clover.
Angelos, yeah. I love you so much. I think that I do not know why you hitch your wagon to that silly old sex maniac. I think he's dragging you down. He's pulling you off.
Other way round, I think it is. You know what I mean? I feel sorry for the geezer. No, I love him. I love him to bits. I love him.
We love him. He's been keeping the spirits up here.
Oh, he's a good man, isn't he?
All right, Angelos. Well, it's lovely to talk to you, my friend. You're welcome anytime. If you, I'll have a look out for your next tweet about the show, and we'll give it a good old plug on air.
Give it a plug. Let's boost them numbers, okay?
Let's get it up. Let's get it up as hard as we
can. Get it up, mate, and get it in.
We'll get everyone smashing your likes.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. Right, enjoy yourselves.
Stay safe, Angelos. Wash your hands.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, and everything else. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Put the phone down.
Bye. You.
Put the phone down.
Say goodbye.
Bye. Put the phone down.
Bye.
Bye.
He's gone now. Bye. He's gone. Nope, still he's there. It. He's still there. Hello.
Okay, off I go. I'm away.
Bye-bye. If you put the phone down, then we can
get on with the... Yes, I'm doing that now. Bye-bye. Play some music, please.
He's gone.
This is Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.